Read on, February 2025. Surfers want to revive Ireland's rainforests. The Home Tree Charity wants to plant 8,000 acres of traditional woodlands in Ireland. By John Bilstein. Matt Smith and his friend Mitch Corbett used to ride the waves off the coast of Cornwall in the UK as professional surfers. Just over 10 years ago, however, they decided to try surfing at Lahinch, County Clare, on the west coast of Ireland. That's how they met the Irish ecologist Ray O'Faulu, who not only likes to surf, but also loves his home turf. But that turf is in danger. O'Faulu thinks it is all going to wash into the sea if nothing is done about restoring Ireland's forests to keep the topsoil in place. Smith and Corbett decided to get involved with their charity Home Tree that has worked in nature preservation for many years. In prehistoric times, about 80% of Ireland was covered in temperate rainforests with oak, birch, alder, hazel, ash, and conifers. Taken together, these types of forests make up one of the world's most diverse ecosystems. They also help to prevent global warming by storing around 1,500 tons of carbon per hectare when the trees are fully grown. As early as 6,000 years ago, however, the first farmers and herders on the island started to cut down and burn their native woods to make way for deer, sheep, and cattle. During British rule from the 12th to the early 20th century, thousands more hectares of Irish oak were cut down to build ships. By the late 19th century, just over 1% of Ireland's original forests were still in place. Today, the country is listed at the lower end of the Ecosystem Integrity Index developed by the UN Environment Programme. The state has declared an ecological biodiversity crisis, 37-year-old Matt Smith told the Irish Independent newspaper in November of 2022. However, Matt and his surfer mates, Home Tree Charity, had already been working hard to restore some of Ireland's old forests. The charity celebrated its 10th anniversary last year. At the moment, the group owns or is looking after more than 100 hectares of land in Ireland and is running a number of pilot projects involving sustainable forest management. In the coming years, Home Tree wants to raise enough money to plant trees on 4,000 acres of land in the south of Ireland. They hope to eventually expand the project to 8,000 acres by getting local farmers on board. The overall costs for this project are estimated at 12 million euro, but there's an even bigger challenge: getting Ireland's farmers to support it. State forestry schemes were successful in the 1990s, but a fungal disease that killed off most of Ireland's ash plantations has discouraged farmers from growing more trees. However, Home Tree is offering some powerful incentives. For a start, each participating farm will receive 1,000 euro per hectare of trees planted. Moreover, Home Tree's own forester will be available for help and advice at all times. Irish seedlings will be used for as many trees as possible because native trees work best under local conditions. Such attention to detail should help to convince everyone involved that the surfer boys know what they're doing. Ireland is an agricultural powerhouse and exports food products all over the world. If done right, forestry can actually improve harvests by providing shelter to crops and animals while also keeping valuable topsoil in place. Read by Colm Ní Briain.